This is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right, and welcome to it. Here's a shocking development for you to start the day. CBS News is actually covering the story about the four-page memo that Republicans are saying is shocking and disturbing when it comes to abuses of power at the Department of Justice, the FBI, et al., when it comes to the Steele dossier and the allegations of collusion by the Trump campaign. Yes, CBS News is actually doing a news story on it because people are calling for the release of this memo written by the House Intel Committee about alleged FISA surveillance abuses. The committee voting along party lines yesterday to allow House members to read the memo. One of those people, Mark Meadows, took to the floor of the House after he read the memo and its relationship to the FBI, to the Department of Justice, the Russian dossier, and so forth. Here is what he said on the House floor. Go.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. As many of you know, we have had a Russian narrative that has been going on because of an infamous dossier. And while there's been much reported on it, I can tell you that the Intel Committee has been fast at work, and Chairman Nunes has been doing outstanding work to get to the truth for the American people. Today, I had the opportunity to go into a confidential setting to make sure that what we can do is understand better what actually took place. And I'm here to tell all of America tonight that I am shocked to read exactly what has taken place. I would think that it would never happen in a country that loves freedom and democracy like this country. It is time that we become transparent in all of this, and I am calling on our leadership to make this available so that all Americans can judge for themselves. And I yield back.
All Americans deserve the truth, whatever this thing is. Of course, Adam Schiff and the Democrats voted along party lines not to allow this memo to be released, but the Republicans, of course, have the majority. They voted for it to be released, saying it is worse than Watergate. Some also being covered by the New York Daily News. Shocking. CBS News and the New York Daily News, very left-leaning newspaper, reporting on this measure. Congressman Devin Nunes of California said in the spring that he stepped away from the House Intel Committee's main investigation after allegation of coordination with the White House, but has led his own probe into unmasking of Trump campaign officials by the Obama administration in intelligence reports. Former National Security Advisor Susan Rice reportedly told the House group that she did the unmasking or revealing of Americans' identity in reports on foreigners because of suspicions around an unexplained visit from the Crown Prince of the United Arab Emirates. Trump advisor Carter Page, campaign chair Paul Manafort, also apparently both reportedly subjected to surveillance warrants under FISA, apparently obtained in part because of this dossier created after Fusion GPS was paid $13 million. And by the way, Glenn Simpson, one of the principals at Fusion GPS, says a whole lot of the folks involved with creating that dossier have gone missing. Breaking story. Fact is true is stranger than fiction. It's a whole bunch of people are, it is like there's been a purge, he said, like an old-fashioned purge on the Russian side, of course, not the American side. Republicans, of course, have continued their focus on the dossier compiled by the former British spy Christopher Steele, which contains piles of unverified information about President Trump being susceptible to blackmail. It's again, $13 million paid for it, and now released the memo, this four-page memo, because it's not just Mark Meadows. It's Jim Jordan said it's absolutely shocking. Congressman DeSantis of Florida says it's disgraceful and shocking when you find out the abuses of the intelligence community by the former administration. We need to see this memo. What does this memo say? And why did the Democrats vote for it not to be released? It's being covered. This is important to me. CBS News is covering this. The New York Daily News is covering this. It's not just, if you will, the Breitbarts of the world. All right, it's the mainstream media is covering this. The mainstream media has decided to cover this. It's being covered in the UK and elsewhere. It's trending on Twitter, hashtag release the memo. And Sean Hannity, being cited actually by CBS News, calls the memo a bombshell on FISA surveillance and shows abuse of power far worse than Watergate. He called for Special Counsel Robert Mueller to end his witch hunt following new revelations about the U.S. government FISA surveillance abuses. So we need to see this memo that's been called shocking, troubling, alarming. We need to know what the truth is, all right? The hotline number is 888-900-9966 on this free-for-all Friday. I don't mind taking a couple of phone calls from you at this point. 888-900-9966. In fact, I encourage you to call. What are your thoughts? Should we see this memo? Now, don't jump to conclusions. I just want to know what you think. Should we see this memo? Should we find out what's going on inside our, well, inside our intelligence communities? And I think the answer is absolutely yes. And this is all on the day with the backdrop that the United States government could shut down because Democrats say that we need to protect dreamers, those that came here as children, brought by their families or whatnot. And they said we need to protect these folks. But don't worry about the United States government. Don't worry about active military. They can deal with a shutdown. The Democrats will shut the government down in favor of non-citizens over those that actually are American citizens. Let's go to Mike in Lansing on the employment numbers. Mike, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Steve. By the way, I love the Triumph song.
Good, thank you.
Anyway, well, I'm an employer, and I don't believe the full employment numbers. I talk to people all the time that say they're unemployed or only working part-time, and it's over-the-top difficult for me to get new employees. I have people that are no-shows for interviews all the time. I talk to lots of other small business owners. They say the same thing. And I don't know, I kind of want to bring this to the forefront because there's lots of people out there who are sitting at home and not working. And I have a theory that they're getting government money.
Yeah, they don't need
maybe
to work.
Unemployment, I'm not sure.
Yeah, why would you go to work if you don't need to?
Right.
You don't need to work. Hey, let's see if we can get, I appreciate that call, Mike. Like I say, fight the good fight. Mike in Ann Arbor, you got 20 seconds. What's on your mind?
Steve, it's all about FISA, and let's be honest about it. It goes to the White House in the office of Barack Obama, and he should be in jail. Thank you.
Release the memo. Hashtag release the memo on a free-for-all Friday. We'll be right back.